afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The National Weather Service says severe storm could roll in tonight starting around 5. Wind gusts and hail are the primary concerns. Today is Workers' Memorial Day, set aside by both the state and federal governments to remember those who died on the job. Last year, 108 Tennesseans died due to workplace injuries. That's a slight uptick compared to 2024. But an annual report from the Tennessee Bureau of Workers' Compensation shows overall injuries dropped. Still, about 87,000 people filed workplace injury reports. WPLN's Nina Cardona digs into the data on today's episode of the Nash Villager podcast.
The statistics show three industries were in pretty much a dead heat for the title of most hurt workers in 2025. Manufacturing, healthcare, and retail sectors each account for about 15% of the reported injuries. And the number one cause of injury is something all of those industries have in common: lifting. Whether it's construction materials, new stock that just came into a store, or patients that have to be transferred from a gurney to a bed, that's the kind of work task that can contribute to the most frequently reported type of injury, strain or tear.
Younger workers account for the highest percentage of workplace injuries. Just over a third of reported incidents involved workers between the ages of 18 and 35. An East Tennessee man resigned from his post running a juvenile justice center after damning investigations. He is now suing the county and its leaders. A WPLN and ProPublica investigation found that Richard Elbein illegally used solitary confinement with youth in the facility that bears his name. Another investigation by the Knoxville News Sentinel found he later fired the facility's only nurse. After the investigations, Bean resigned. Now, he's alleging he was illegally forced out, was discriminated against because of his age, and suffered pain and humiliation during his removal. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.